The origin of corporations, of artisans, dates from the day in which the oppressed workers and neglected burghers wished to resist feudal rapine, assure to themselves the fruit of their own labor, increase their trade, enlarge their profits, and establish friendly relations. But whilst these ancient corporations rose up against the aristocracy of blood and wealth, they did not steer clear of the oligarchic spirit. In the first centuries of the Middle Ages, the journeyman did not separate from his master. He lived and worked with him. There did not then exist that distinction which afterwards displayed itself so openly. In fact, even now in many German towns, the journeymen eat at the master's table. Then the journeyman was to the master what the squire was to the knight, and as the squire could be received into the ranks of knighthood, so the apprentice, at the end of his term, could establish himself as a master. But by and by it did not suffice to possess property or skill to become a master. It became necessary after the apprenticeship to travel for 2 or 3 years, the object of which was, and still is, to acquire greater skill and a knowledge of the various modes of working in different towns, adopted in the particular trade which the journeyman belonged. On his return, he had to make his masterpiece. If approved by a committee of masters, he was received among them. If not, he was rejected, and was not allowed to work on his own account. Thus, the masters had in their turn transformed themselves into an aristocracy hostile to the majority, speculating on, rather than administering to, the common labor, their interests being opposed to those of the workmen. The ostracism which thus pursued the great army of laborers and the segregation to which they were condemned necessarily produced a reaction which, unable to have recourse to open revolt, assumed the form of a secret sodality, with rights and customs peculiar to itself. The workman, moreover, unlike the master, was not tied to any city or country, but could wander from place to place, a life which, in fact, he must prefer to staying forever in one workshop or factory, where the experience needed for the mastership could not be attained. Hence arose the ancient custom of the Tour of France, and the multiform camponnage, which, whilst a source of pleasure to the workmen settled in a town, became a necessity for the traveling, the persecuted journeyman, who thus withdrew himself from under the regular legislation, which only protected the manufacturer, and joined, as it were, a subterranean association to protect himself and his affiliates from the unpunished injuries inflicted upon them by burghers and masters.